love with the shape of you.
All right, the most important thing today that we're keeping an eye on, of course, is the weather. Depending where you are, it depends how much snow you're going to get.
Yeah, they say in some places we just get a dusting, in other places a few inches. They're out treating the roads and stuff just to be safe. It looks like the majority of it's going to be afternoon.
Yeah.
Afternoon into evening. So just be aware. I think the worst part is going to be drive home and then possibly whatever we get overnight tomorrow, like after it freezes.
So please be careful. All right, coming up at around 720 to 725, we play our birthday game. I love this game. It's very simple.
Yep, I just call out a month, and if you were born that month, be the first person to call, and then you instantly win a prize. And today, we have not only tickets for you to see NF at the Uptown Theater on February 18th, but you'll also be a finalist to get meet and greet passes.
We'll play at 7:20 this morning.
We just can't make this up!
Researchers in Japan just announced a new potential cure for baldness that involves one of the ingredients in McDonald's French fries. The chemical is called DMPS. It's a type of silicone they add to the fryer grease to keep it from frothing up. It's also in other fried food, and a lot of restaurants use it, not just McDonald's. The researchers use it to help mass produce a specific type of cell that helped develop hair follicles. Then they put thousands of those cells on the skin of mice, and the mice started growing new hair in just a matter of days.
That's so weird.
Now, unfortunately, you can't just eat McDonald's fries. It has to actually, you know, be put on your scalp. But the researchers think the new treatment that uses the chemical could be a huge leap towards curing male pattern baldness.
That's awesome. I wonder if that could be used in cancer treatments and stuff.
Probably.
I love that story.
McDonald's fries solves everything. There's an ice cream shop in Scotland that just created a special Valentine's Day flavor. It's called Respiro del Diavolo. I'm sure I'm saying it wrong. It means breath of the devil, and it is so hot, you have to sign a waiver before you eat it.
Keep in mind,
this is ice cream.
No.
They say the ice cream is 500 times hotter than Tabasco sauce, and the waiver acknowledges that by eating it, you, quote, could be at risk of personal injury, illness, and possible loss of life.
Why would you do that?
Because people are crazy. And finally, the CEO of PepsiCo wants to develop Lady Doritos. In a recent interview, the CEO suggested, and she's a woman, by the way, she suggested creating Doritos for women. And her vision of a more ladylike snack would include less noisy crunching. I thought of you, Tara, when I heard that. Cleaner chips to avoid licking your fingers.
Yes.
And smaller bags so that they could fit in a purse.
Doritos is reportedly looking into launching a so-called lady-friendly chip that doesn't crunch as loudly. Because there's no more appropriate snack for the Me Too era than a chip that tells women to be quiet? What's wrong with you, Doritos?
We just can't make this up.
KMXV, Kansas City.
Bring that beat back.
The biggest hits from the biggest stars.
My station.
Your hits.
Turn it up.
Live here.
I love it.
Justin Bieber.
Major lasers.
Hey guys, Shawn Mendes.
Woo! Yes sir, yes sir, yes sir.
Kansas